You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Mark Sheldon with MLB.com, and I'm joined by Reds pitcher John Moscott. John, you're coming off a long season where you were injured, you missed most of the time. How relieved were you when spring training finally got here and you kind of got to resume normal activities with everyone else?
Yeah, it's been a long kind of end of the season for me, long off season, and really happy to be here, excited for the spring training, just to be around all the guys. You know, the atmosphere around here is really great right now, so we're excited for this year, and I know I'm excited, especially after the way last year ended.
As someone who's used to playing during the season, and your season's over in June, what's it like to be a person and a pitcher not able to do your job, you know, because you're injured and going through all that kind of rehab and just watching from the sideline?
Yeah, that was the hardest part, I think. You know, you want to be out there competing with your teammates, you want to be on the field, and when you're sidelined by something that, you know, maybe could have been avoided, it's even harder. And that was definitely something to get over mentally, but you know, you got to the point where you kind of start to learn from the game a little bit. Instead of just sitting there and watching, you can actually take stuff away. And that's where I got. So you can take little positives out of everything. And I think that's what I ended up doing.
Just to remind people, you separated your left shoulder, your non-throwing shoulder, trying to make a tag, running a guy back to second base. It was a freak accident and a freak injury. But if you had to do it over again, would you have done anything different? And do you do anything different in drills or when you have that play come up again in the future? What would you do differently, if anything? Or is it the kind of play just happens, you get to play it?
You know, I think that the game kind of sped up on me a little bit, and it was one of those things that if I could go back, I probably wouldn't have done the same thing again. You know, I got the guy out, but my job as a pitcher is to get guys out at the plate, and I would have given the ball up to the middle infielders, let them handle it. And I know that this spring training will definitely be doing that drill again, and I'll be getting some grief for it, but all in good fun, so.
You won't have any kind of post-traumatic assistance?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
What did you kind of do to keep your pitching arm strong while you were unable to throw, with your left arm being out of commission?
Yeah, I did everything that I did for my left arm, I tried to do with my right arm. So it was almost like I was rehabbing my right arm, but I was completely healthy. So, you know, I've come back in pretty solid shape. My right arm feels great. And it's called prehab, you know, basically prehabbing your arm so that you don't have any of those injuries down the road. So hopefully that stays that way, and I feel strong in both sides right now.
As you kind of prepare yourself for the 2016 season, you had three major league starts that you got exposed mm-hmm. to. How much of that even helped? Was that enough of a help to kind of give you at least a taste of experience that can help you going into the season?
I believe so. Obviously, I would have liked more, but you know, I started to feel comfortable around the guys, feel comfortable in the clubhouse, especially out on the field. You know, coming from AAA to the big leagues, it was a jump, but you know, I know a lot of the guys that are on the team right now, and I can relate to them and the situations that they were in last year, and I think that I'm in a mentally very good state moving forward, and I'm excited to get that opportunity again if it's there.
Kind of feel like, especially with the, you know, so many young pitchers in camp, there's like three rotation spots open, mm-hmm. probably eight or nine guys, if not more, that are competing. How do you feel about just the kind of the wide open aspect of the competition this year?
I think it's fun. I think you got to embrace it. You know, you can't look at it as a negative thing. It's something that not many times you get that opportunity to have, and might as well take advantage of it. You know, it's a fun competition between all of us, and everyone's going to be coming out, you know, swinging. So it should be a good spring training and hopefully a good season.
What do you think you bring to the table as far as like what you can bring to that competition as yourself, as a pitcher?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as somebody who's going to just throw strikes. You know, I mean, my MO is I go out on the mound and I compete, and I'm going to do that every single time I'm out there. So if I get that opportunity, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to throw strikes, I'm going to compete, and I'm going to put us hopefully in a chance to win a ball game.
And obviously, this is the early part of spring training. You know, the days are a little shorter than when you get into the grind of the exhibition games. What kind of things do you do to kind of keep yourself busy and relax and enjoy life away from Goodyear?
Yeah, well, get to the field early and then, you know, get out of here in the afternoon. So you have half a day, but a lot of times right now are just getting acclimated to the schedule. You know, you're tired in the afternoon and, you know, all through the night. So a lot of laying on the couch and watching TV and stuff with some of the guys in the house. But there's some golf involved, and we'll go do some stuff down in Phoenix. You know, go-karting and stuff like that on some of those days, and just to have some fun.
John, thank you very much for your time, man. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.